Alright, this mic is on. Test.
Test.
Sweet. And starting video. Test.
Test.
Ready? One, two, three. Welcome to episode... Technically, this is probably like the seventh episode that we've done, but this is the first as titled Martinis with Mark and... it is Saturday.
Saturday.
And a lot of things already happened this morning. One, I wanted to buy a car. Ashley, where did you stand on that?
I'm not opposed.
That's interesting. This is all live and unedited. This is a one-take
podcast. Let's start with it's October 15th. Saturday, right. October 15th.
Yes.
And... October for us this season. is sober October.
So why are we okay? So thank you, Ashley. What she did there was to keep me on track. So the theme for this episode is called Sober October. What we want to do in future episodes is obviously make a martini in air, drink it, da da da. But for the month of October, it's Sober October. So we hope we have a really fun show for you with the lack of alcohol. So, yeah, go ahead. October 15th.
Saturday. Casual attire.
Yes.
In Arizona.
Why are we doing Sober October right now?
Because we had a crazy summer, basically starting from June, your birthday and my birthday and everything we had going on. Just plowed through summer and we had a crazy September. Celebrating Justina and Dan.
You
want to
look this way toward the microphones. Keep going. It's all good. People do that all the time on podcasts. I've seen it. It's okay.
No, I was talking.
Yeah, you don't need to. She's about to yell at me.
Sir, I was talking.
Yeah, you were about to yell at me. I know. The microphones are here, though.
All right, so go ahead and pick up where I left off then.
No, go ahead.
So,
keep going.
You tell everyone why we're doing Sober October.
Look, September was a crazy month between going to Poland, a tomato festival in Walla Walla, Kenny Bunkport. Basically, it just felt like a booze fest, or at least aka routine of drinking. And so I've done it in months, years past, where I've taken a long time off of drinking just because it's Friday. Doesn't mean you deserve a drink, even though you do, for sure. But nonetheless, for us and where we wanted to get in terms of healthy, where our companies were going, a bunch of stuff, it was like, let's just take the whole month of October off.
And it kind of worked that way because we were coming down to Arizona. So we always kind of think of this place as like healthy. We have our routines here with all of our activities with tennis and yoga and such. So it kind of just worked out.
So see, but just real quick, you see how the waves happen when I talk? Now you talk. Just don't worry about it. It's all, guys, this is waving.
Wait, it is waving. You can see it waving when I talk.
Okay, great. So... for the first episode, what we wanted to do was one, that's why we're doing Sober October. If you want to join us the last 15 days of October, please do. But instead of mixing up a martini, what we wanted to do was sample water and have a conversation about it as we're doing it, as one of the things that we want to do. In the meantime, while we sample water, why don't you go ahead and tell the fine folks who might be tuned into this what you're into right now. I don't know how we're going to open up that one. So... I guess we'll just start with Purely Sedona Artisan Spring Water from the Springs of Sedona.
Sparkling or still?
Hopefully I only bought still water. For the record, this is a martini shaker, but then right before this podcast, Ashley said if you have ice in there, are you really tasting the natural product? And I don't think it mattered, but to appease her, I bet you we feel drunk after one. All right, ready? So this is Purely Sedona water. Here we go.
Are we just shooting it?
I don't know. I was really hoping it was alcohol for a second.
That's really smooth vodka.
It feels...
Dusty.
Yeah, like dusty or flat.
Yeah.
But it could be these glasses, honestly. We should just give...
What rinse them out?
You want to revisit it?
Yeah.
Let's revisit it.
A very heavy...
like flat
water.
Yeah, like flat water. I don't know how to describe it.
We like this one.
Moving on, look, we're doing Evian in a glass bottle.
This actually is my favorite. I've always liked Evian.
We should have almost
water.
Done this blind.
And when we were in France, I drink Evian water everywhere.
One of the things that I am into right now is water in glass bottles.
The last one was plastic.
That was plastic. So this is Evian glass bottle. Cheers. This is our third shot.
Silky smooth.
I swear it just tastes like fucking tap water. Honestly, in a fucked up way, this tastes exactly like this Purely Sedona one. Okay, moving on. Smart water. This is at least good because I felt dehydrated, honestly.
Me too.
This morning I did tennis, weights, and I biked, and I meditated. All today. What did you do, Ash?
I walked 2.5 miles and...
Microphone.
Walked 2.5 miles and I did yoga, and yoga was extremely hard this morning.
Yeah, you
very
walked.
Hot.
You kind of walked out like a zombie.
I was a zombie.
All right, smart water. Cheers. Oh.
I'm gonna pour my own. Stop pouring my drink.
I just keep looking down at this one in here. I don't know how the hell we're gonna open that. Okay, so cheers. This is smart water. It almost tastes like pool water. What the fuck's going on? Let me try the Liquid Death one, Ash. All right, next up, Liquid Death. We're just kind of ripping through these. All right, Liquid Death.
And these are all room temperature.
Yes, all room temperature.
Chilled.
You know, I was kind of hoping as we drank out of these glasses that we'd feel drunk. I'm just starting to feel hydrated. This actually,
this, is okay.
This kind of sucks. Here, cheers on Liquid Death. Which just got valued at $700 million, in case you did not know that. This week's latest headline, Liquid Death valued at $700 million.
Wow.
You too can start a water company.
It's just all about branding.
Oh, fuck, I cannot tell the difference. Can you? Okay, this one's going to be a little difficult. This is that Aquapana natural spring water.
Can you
I have no idea. I used to be able to do that. But I swear it used to be on my other hand. I'm going to go ahead and step off camera. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I was going to just smash it on our
credit counted up.
We have to open this. Do you have anything? I bet you here. Let me try this. Because I just need like a
you
little.
Go get it from downstairs.
No. I got it.
Oh, good job. Wow.
Old college trick. All right, Ashley, so if this is people's first episode, they don't know who the hell you are. They don't know who the hell I am. Like, how would you describe yourself? Or, like, what is it that you do? Here, hold on. Cheers real fast. Aquapana. I honestly think they all taste the same. This sucks. I thought it'd be like getting a clear winner. I guess if I was going to rank them, I guess I would go Liquid Death, Aquapana,
Evian.
Purely Sedona, Evian, then Smart Water.
I guess that would probably be mine. Except I'd switch. I'd go Liquid Death, Pana.
So Liquid Death was your favorite.
I think I just liked...
I think it's a can. Maybe it keeps it colder. Interesting. Okay. I guess we probably should have started with a little intro of... So, like, what do you... So, okay, let's just keep getting hydrated. All right, so what do you... Who are you?
My name's Ashley Jean Hayes Michael.
You have a lot of names.
I do. I have been in real estate for over 18 years.
But who are you?
I don't know what that question is.
No. I just said that to make you upset.
Who are you?
Go ahead. Real estate.
Real estate in downtown Seattle. We live downtown. What else? Who am I?
What? You're caring. You're involved in a lot of charities, foundations.
Thank you.
You're a lot of boards, you know. Yeah. We've been together just over 18 years. And I guess one thing I think might be fun. Okay, so by the way, I guess, can my mind, the way I'm talking right now is how my mind thinks, which is like that sporadic, you know?
Yeah.
Right? So I was going to bounce over to why that picture, how that picture came to be, but I guess I'll just do my little...
Do your intro.
Yeah, Mark Michael, CEO, co-founder of DevHub, a platform used by big brands to build a lot of websites. So when you're doing a Google search and you want more information beyond hours and whatnot to find out if something they have, that store has something in stock, or you want to place a bigger order than, you know, Google shows you in terms of a menu, you probably land on a DevHub powered experience, i.e. website. And love cats, love my family, you know, and have a pretty same business partner since I was 17, good person, and really try to enjoy life. One of my biggest faults is that I try to be more in the moment, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not always in the moment.
I'm not always in the moment.
That's funny.
So, Martinis with Mark and Ashley. This kind of goes back, how this whole thing kind of came about. So we've obviously been drinking martinis forever. That's probably top three drinks when you go out, especially on a nicer evening. And what happened was I did start a band who I have tattooed on my rib cage for almost comical reasons. And I went down the crooner kind of rabbit hole, right? The crooners, like the Frank Sinatras, the Dean Martins, the Sammy Davises, the Vic Damone. And he had an album cover kind of like this. And I was like kind of going down that rabbit hole of music. And so I go, Ashley, let's do a photo shoot real quick. We called up one of our friends, David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking on what point. You're talking about the photo itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, David.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Honestly, you were in a different galaxy. I don't even think.
I was actually thinking about something else.
Totally something else. I know. Anyway,
I've heard this story.
Right. And so, anyway, so that's what happened. And he put that font on there. We ended up hosting a party for about 80 people. Martinis flowing, martinis exclusive. I sang a song or two. Had other actual legit artists sing and perform. And then still just in love with the picture. We got a neon sign. Was like, let's do more with this. We did hats and t-shirts. And then it was like, naturally, this should be the cover of a podcast that we should record. And part of it was like, I started just Googling, like, people, it felt like to have this type of natural conversation would be a good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband, wife, which I rarely call you my wife. Mm-hmm. I also think partner is weird.
I'd rather call you husband and partner.
Presumably. Really? I just call you Ashley. I'm like Ashley.
My friend Mark.
Yeah. Ashley. I just think it's like
friend.
Wife is
yeah,
just like a little
together.
Like whatever. But anyway. And so this podcast, Sober October, not drinking, join us. I think the plan is to do a couple episodes either a month or once a month. We'll see how it all unfolds. We're kind of busy travel schedule heading into the holidays. So I don't know how this all actually shapes out. What else, Ashley? You have your own podcast for real estate called what?
Seattle. It's underneath Urban Ash.
Okay.
Seattle Real Estate.
So Ashley Urban Ash.
Yep.
For real estate. UrbanOush.com.
Uh-huh.
And then you can go to, if you want DevHub, I don't know why you would want that many websites if you're listening to this podcast, but nonetheless, DevHub.com. MarkMichael.org for, I couldn't get the .com. If you're out there and you can get me the .com, please do it. .org, where you can find the Glider CEO podcast by Mark Michael, which is me just kind of rambling on air.
What about Mark Ashley's life?
That's what we should be really, and it's not even plugging, but just that should be like what we're, we should have this focus on this kind of podcast.
Yeah, it's not business.
Yeah.
This is life.
Right.
Mark
so yeah, MarkAshleyLife.com. Forget everything else that we just said. I'm not even going
to. We didn't even need to intro ourselves, really.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit that out. Honestly, this water is getting to me.
On Instagram, MarkAshleyLife.
Mm-hmm. Everything. So if you have ideas for a first episode, I think that, so this is, again, Sober October, water tasting, us having this conversation. You know, like what would be interesting? Trying to buy a car, like what else? Like working out, like what can we tell or talk about that has some version of interest about like our life that is, can people can draw a parallel to or be like, oh my God, I do that too. Or Ashley, you know what?
Shoot.
You bought, yeah, like, look how scared she got.
Shoot, what are you saying?
I mean, you're obviously late to the air fryer turn.
Oh, yeah. I just got...
Going? Yeah, you're late to the air fryer turn. Just got an air fryer. Right, so here
so
we
our
go.
Our place in Seattle,
microphone.
I just don't want anything on the countertops. So we don't have room for
that's a whole nother story.
Housewares or whatnot. So before we came down here, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get an air fryer because there's all these recipes all over TikTok and Pinterest and Instagram now. It's just like, I gotta get one. So finally, after talking to many people who have them and doing my research, I ended up with one. And this morning I made bacon. It's my first thing, I mean. And honestly, it was pretty good. Very easy.
I don't know. Can we be honest now?
I like the bacon. So if you say you didn't like the bacon, it's because you know that it was in the air fryer. If
no.
you didn't even know it was in the air fryer, you would have no
clue.
It
felt like translucent.
Mark, I think it was the type of bacon.
It because like you're like a pretty
a good bacon
maker.
I'm bacon forward.
Right. But like, and normally your bacon is like, so
it,
you think it was just
the
type
of
bacon?
It was the type of bacon. It was organic. It was thinner than I normally get because I usually
yeah.
get the thick slices.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the reason. I could try, I'll try a thicker bacon.
Try a thicker one, because it just felt like...
No, it just felt clean. And honestly, it didn't actually make as much oil than you would normally have.
Anyway, yeah, keep going.
Anyways,
so then I went and bought... Okay, go
so
on.
Then Mark goes, can you make tater tots? Out of all the things, right?
So, shameless plug, if you're in Seattle and you're looking for a good Italian sub sandwich and you're not near a Jersey Mike's and I can't really do anyway Hog Island Hoagie on the Uber Eats app and get the classic, I think it's called the classic Italian, and I always order a side of tater tots from them once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they're just like classically good.
Is there
tater tots? I think there's seasoning on them.
Yeah.
So the ones I got you today, I don't know if they have seasoning.
No, no. But what kind is it, like Cajun-y, like probably?
No, like just classic.
So like salt?
Yeah, maybe.
Or just
classic. The ones I got you today were like organic and like they didn't even call them tater tots.
They
called
them,
what did it say?
Puffs, like potato puffs.
Yeah, I'm like, the fucking hell, it's a tater tot. What's wrong with you? Did you see I got you chicken nuggets?
And french fries. Yeah.
Is that like an air fryer?
I think that's just like a, I don't know. We're going to go do after this episode.
Are you?
Yeah. You want them from lunch? What are you going to have for lunch?
I know, yeah. We didn't eat shit for breakfast.
Mark, I made my classic Grand Slam.
With
pancakes.
One patty? Or one?
No. It was a huge pancake.
Is a pancake called a patty?
No.
It's just a pancake?
Pancake.
So I just had one pancake.
You had, but it was huge. It was two pancakes.
I don't know if it can be huge when you can still fit two eggs and bacon and still see white on the plate. I'm just saying.
Oh, is that how you measure it?
A huge would mean it takes the whole plate.
Okay. All
right. Right? The fact that you can fit two eggs, that one pancake, and bacon on the plate with okay. white. I mean, okay. is that not true?
No, I don't know. It's your metrics. I don't know. If that's how you...
I think that's everyone's metrics. Is it not?
Okay, I believe you. Then. Well, I mean, I didn't know why I was upset this morning. No, honestly, now I know it's because you got one pancake instead of two. I had two little ones.
I'm actually, to tell you the truth, the angle I'm going at it as is more like you're basically telling me I ate a lot today already.
And you're saying, no, I didn't.
No, I said I had one pancake.
Okay, two eggs and four bacons.
Trent, they were like the thinnest pieces of bacon in the world. Now you made me hungry. I'm telling you,
it's lunchtime.
I want nuggets.
It's morning. It's 1 o'clock.
Like I'm 12. I want Vinos. Okay, cool. So martinis with Mark Ashley. I'm really curious to see how this, let's say we have to do this one, and then we do one where we're actually drinking a martini on air.
That would be interesting. I think we have a couple like weird random videos that we've done before where it was. Oh, videos? Or maybe it was. Podcast?
No, that one. You're right. We should do a wine tasting one. That's a good idea.
But we did that. We should do a Wine Wednesday
one. That wine one that you're talking about was just me writing in real time what we were tasting. About Pan Glass? Is that the one?
Yeah, but I swear we have it on video or there was something. I know we did Tequila Tuesday with your dad on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We should probably have... One day when we upgrade to an actual studio, this is here in our bedroom, actually.
What's funny about Sober October is that we've spent probably half of it thinking and or talking about drinking or not drinking.
I would say on the positive note.
Yeah, I mean, you feel good.
I mean, we're having a conversation with each other.
We don't even talk anymore.
But we're having this conversation. I think you've had a lot of good ideas this month.
My head feels very... I just now got my brain like...
So 15 days.
Yeah, I think
or so. Or is it 14 days?
Well, I actually think right around the 10 or 11 day something happens. And then basically now every day you just kind of start...
Microphone. I don't know how the sound quality is going to be. Go ahead, Ashley. Say something.
I don't know.
Or I mean, just keep saying what you're saying.
Just keep saying what you're saying.
Saying that your head got clear.
Yeah, so my head got clear, I think, really. Actually, I don't know. Honestly, you wake up in the morning sometimes and you feel like you're hungover.
I know, and you didn't drink anything either. I know.
So it's like, what's that all about? So to be real, I mean, yes, you're not waking up hungover and feeling like crap and like really foggy to blame it on alcohol. But sometimes you do just wake up foggy.
And that obviously
is what you're eating.
The thing is, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think it matters what you eat. Because if you eat salty the night before, or heavy, or overeat, you know. But I think it's, again, I like the not drinking thing because it's like a good break in our lives. Because, you know, you do have social things and events and this and that. And again, it's not an excuse to drink celebrations. And the air conditioner just turned on. So that it might be our cue.
Yeah.
That's
mine with its own right now.
End this podcast. Okay. So this is should we just call it for this podcast?
Yeah, over 20 minutes. No one wants to listen to this longer.
I heard people do like listening to just people having conversations.
No.
Right. I mean, this isn't like a hard hitting episode.
Yeah.
This is not drinking water, air fryer, very casual. Buying a car that we can't afford or need, fast forward and we're just ultimate consumers and just broke in a year. I don't know. I'm cool with that episode. I'm going to try to put this out on the podcast, try to put this out on video. We'll see. Ashley, I think you look great. What we should do, again, I'm just putting this out there, you know. What we should really have is maybe we should have some version of an agenda, right? Where maybe you are giving like a little bit of a real estate report and like it's okay. Like it could be like there's life things happening, but like how I had that list that would go over with some friends, right? Here's the things we're into, like just talking about it, you know, like no loud brand name logos. Deva.
It's tacky.
But it's like, it's my thing, so it's like, this is good song. I know, these are Weed June loafers right here. Okay, call it?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for tuning in. That was Martinis with Mark and...
Ashley. Sober October.
Bye. Peace. Talk to you soon. Talk soon.
Talk soon.
There should be like, yeah, we need an outro too. Talk soon.
See you later.
Thanks, buddies.
That works.
Thanks, buddies.
Yeah. Ching.
Thanks, buddies. Yeah. I mean, in real life, we should cheers.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Bye.